Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Traditional music from Ireland and Scotland is featured this week on Harmonia, but with a twist. All of the performers are early music specialists. Special attention will be given to the viola da gamba and baroque cello, and Jordi Savall will perform in a new release entitled The Celtic Viol.
Bummer shore in the good old golden days. They call me a bummer and a gin side too, but what care I for praise? I wander around from town to town just like a roving sign, and the people say there goes Tom Moore, the days of 49. And the days of old and the days of gold, how oftentimes I pine for the days of old when we dug for gold in the days of 49. I knew him well, he's always fond of tricks. At a poker game, he was always there and heavy with his bricks. He would ante up and draw his cards and go you a hat full blind. In a game with death, he lost his breath in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oftentimes I pine for the days of old when we dug for gold in the days of 49. Jake, a butcher boy, he was always getting tight, and every time that he got full, he was spoiling for a fight. One night he ran up against a knife in the hands of old Bob Stein, and over Jake they held awake in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oftentimes I pine for the days of old when we dug for gold in the days of 49. Jesse, old lame cuss, he never would relent. He was never known to miss a drink or ever spend a cent. At last old Jess, like all the rest, who never would decline, in his bloom went up the flume in the days of 49. And the days of old and the days of gold, how oftentimes I pine for the days of old when we dug for gold in the days of 49. Jack Bill from Buffalo, I never will forget. He would roar all day and roar all night, and I guess he's roaring yet. One night he fell in a prospect hole in a roaring bad design, and in that hole he roared out his soul in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oftentimes I pine for the days of old when we dug for gold in the days of 49. Of all the comrades that I've had, there's none that's left to boast. And I'm left alone with a memory like some poor wandering ghost. And as I go from town to town, just like a roving sign, the people say there goes Tom Moore in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oftentimes I pine for the days of old when we dug for gold in the days of 49.
Mason Brown on voice, guitar, and the little viola da gamba called the Partisseux de Viole, performing Days of 49 from his 2008 release When Humans Walk the Earth on the Round Shining Music label. In her poem, The Emigrant Irish, the Irish poet Evan Boland seeks to remind us of what Irish immigrants who came to North America were made of, and, more importantly, what they brought with them. Here's an excerpt. What they survived, we could not even live. By their lights now, it is time to imagine how they stood there, what they stood with, that their possessions may become our power. Cardboard, iron, their hardships parceled in them. Patience, fortitude, long suffering in the bruise-colored dusk of the new world, and all the old songs, and nothing to lose. Boland's inclusion of songs as part of an immigrant's possessions is a testament to the importance of music in the lives of the Irish, whose traditions continue to live on in a multitude of ways. For today's performers of Celtic music, or traditional music of Ireland and Scotland, it's a living, breathing, and singing entity that connects them with their musical forebears. Celtic music from a recent recording on the Golden Apple label. An ensemble led by viola da gambist Tina Chancy performed four works, The Flowers of Edinburgh and Star of Munster, as well as James Oswald's The Almond and The Major by Burke Tumuth. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to Celtic music performed on period instruments. Of the many themes found in traditional Scottish song, the lament is arguably one of the most important. It has the potential to express emotions that can be summed up as sadness or melancholy, but are in reality much more complex and varied. Laments allow us to remember those we loved and experiences we shared in places that no longer exist but in our memories and in song. The Glasgow-based ensemble Concerto Caledonia recorded a set of compositions not long ago by Catherine McGilvery, a member of the ensemble who passed away in 2006. None are technically a lament, but the four works are a kind of plaintive tribute to a beloved colleague in honor of her memory. The titles of Catherine's tunes are Carson's Lilt, The Four-Note Spell, Dr. McGinnis, and I.A. McGilvery. Four Scottish tunes composed by the late Catherine McGilvray: Carson's Lilt, The Four-Note Spell, Dr. McGinnis, and I.A. McGilvray were performed by Concerto Caledonia. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to traditional song and dances from Scotland and Ireland. A 2008 release by American vocalist Moira Smiley featured a program of Celtic and Appalachian songs, some famous and others little known. Her recent release included two songs, Wexford Carol and Queen Jane, performed with simple accompaniment and direct expression. A versatile artist, Moira is the leader of the vocal quartet Voco and a recognized specialist in medieval song.
Good people, all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem upon that morn, there was a blessed Messiah born. With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds went this babe to find. And as God's angel had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold. Within a manger He was laid, and by His side the Virgin Maid, attending on the Lord of life, who came on earth to end all strife. Near Bethlehem did shepherds keep their flocks of lambs and feeding sheep, to whom God's angels did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. Prepare and go, the angels said, to Bethlehem. Be not afraid, for there you'll find this happy morn, a princely babe, sweet Jesus born. Good people, all this Christmas time, consider and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day in Bethlehem. Upon that morn there was a blessed Messiah born. Jane, she lay in labor for 9 days or more, till the women grew so tired they could no longer bear, they could no longer bear. Good women, good women.
Moira Smiley performed two songs, The Wexford Carol and Queen Jane, from her 2008 release entitled Rua. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring recent performances of Celtic music on period instruments. The 2009 Indianapolis Early Music Festival featured a number of concerts on many themes, one of which included traditional music from Ireland, Scotland, and England. Entitled Baroque Virtuosity and Celtic Thunder, the program presented compositions by the 18th century British general John Reed, who was an accomplished flute player, among other things. His fame, however, rests on the work known as The Garb of the Old Gaul, which lives on today as the official slow march of the Scots Guards.
Thank you.
a live performance of Celtic music from the 2009 Indianapolis Early Music Festival. The performers were Chris Norman, baroque flute and small pipes, David Greenberg, octave violin, Mark Tsudek, viola da gamba, and lutenist Ron McFarlane. We'll stay with a Celtic theme in our new release of the week from the Alia Vox label. Entitled The Celtic Viol, Jordi Savall and Andrew Lawrence King have teamed up to record an entire program devoted to the traditional music of Scotland and Ireland. We'll hear four works, The Musical Priest, Scotch Mary, Caledonia's Wail for Neil Gow, and Tom Briggs' Jig.
Thank you.
Jordy Savall and Andrew Lawrence King performed four works, The Musical Priest, Scotch Mary, Caledonia's Wail for Neil Gow, and Tom Briggs' Jig, all from their new Alia Vox label release entitled The Celtic Viol. Speaking of new releases, Harmonia also produces a short weekly podcast in which our writer Bernard Gordillo digs through recently released and classic recordings to bring you the very best from the world of early music. You can subscribe to the podcast at WFIU.org or through iTunes. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.